Hello.
Inside this emergency shelter, male and female residents are collecting their personals after enjoying a hot meal and a hot shower. Sitting on a cot with a pink blanket, 45-year-old Sherry Hamilton says she was happy to have a warm bed last night when the temperature dipped into the teens.
You can get plenty of water, buy your snacks and your sodas, and get you plenty of rest in here and healed up from being homeless on the street. You don't have to go out there and freeze and be outside so long freezing.
58-year-old Mark Townley is from Pensacola, Florida. Unshaven and sitting with a book in his hand, he says he's lucky not to be outside.
Staying out of that wind is that's a precious gift, staying out of the wind.
He says usually homeless shelters make residents leave in the morning, but because it's been bitter cold, residents have been allowed to stay. And each person gets 3 hot meals a day. Townley says the cold weather has been especially bad for his wife.
He's bothering her and that's causing some problems.
John Edmonds, executive director of Austin Street Center, says the nonprofit helps at least 400 individuals on most nights, but when it's freezing, they avoid turning people away.
The weather has a big bearing on us and all of our operations at a time like this. Because demand goes up, our expenses go up, our needs go up, and particularly in cold weather like this.
He says sleeping under bridges just isn't an option, so sometimes the center packs nearly 100 more people.
Just enough so that the fire marshal won't come and cite us, but we'll get as many people in here as we possibly can.
Edmonds says individuals often carry everything they own in large bags, and that's challenging in bad weather.
How do we store their assets during the cold and not get overrun with that kind of thing? And how do we give them what they need at the same time?
In demand are long underwear, shoes, and over-the-counter cold meds. Lois Tyson, an Austin Street Center resident, says she's been given a coat and other warm items, which is especially needed because she has to take a bus to work.
Just imagine like you go into your car. You go out of your warm house into your car, cut on the heat, you're good. Compared to me, I come out the shelter, walk to the bus stop, you know, you're frozen, your face is frozen.
If you work in a freezer, you know what I'm talking about, she says.
I'm not used to being that cold, but at the same time, you have to do what you got to do to get where you want to go.
Later this week, temperatures are expected to warm up, but if another cold spell hits, shelters like Austin Street Center will once again be in need of donations and volunteers to help the homeless. Dwahli Saikautau, KERA News.